Fellas, we did it. We're back. It's ICL, another episode. Probably the happiest episode that we've had in quite a while. War is over. City have gotten all 3 points at home. It's a new chapter, a new hope. I was at the game. The energy in that stadium was insane. Fellas, I want to know. We'll get into all the little details, but just generally, vibes. How are we feeling? Gotta
We're
be
back,
high.
Baby. Let's go. Let's go. 3 points. Since March. Is that what it was? Haven't had 3 points
March
15th.
Since March.
Oh,
in
God.
Seattle.
It's over. We're going on a win streak. And we'll see you in the playoffs.
Ooh. Ooh, I don't know if I'd go that far.
We're ahead of KC in the standings.
Well, that's easy. Wow, it only took one win in the last like 3
I mean,
months
to
get ahead of KC.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
As of recording.
Let's do a live score check.
They're playing Houston though.
Today at 7:30. Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's great though. We can still take the screenshot and send it out when they lose.
Yeah. I'm not doing it, but you guys can.
I tell you guys how much we needed those 3 points. How much I needed those 3 points.
It felt like this on their equalizer late. It was just like, new coach, same team. Dude, but now they found a way.
You could have heard a fucking pin drop in that stadium when they scored that goal. It was literally like a balloon deflating, just like, oh, my God. And then for that little time after, I feel like they weren't, like, they, besides that Boettcher chance, which we'll get into, unless I'm forgetting something, it didn't feel like they had a lot of looks after that, and it was just, like, about 10 minutes of just all the negative thoughts coming back in, like, this team's fucking cursed, it wasn't Olaf, it's us, like, they're never gonna get over the hump, like, I was just going off the deep end for a little bit until that penalty saved us.
Yeah. Because after their goal, honestly, they kind of, San Jose kind of kept coming back at us and like creating some chances and stuff. I'm just like, oh my God, are we even going to get out of here with the point? But yeah, I don't think I've ever said this before. Boettcher to the rescue.
Did you guys know that we were allowed to be aggressive after they scored?
I didn't think you were allowed to, so I just assumed that's why we weren't doing it the whole season. But I guess you are.
I want to tell Olaf that.
In his next endeavor, we wish him well. Maybe let him know.
I don't wish him well.
All right.
I wish him well, but
he destroyed 4 months of my life. It's the hope.
Oh my God, there is hope. The Scouser on the touchline, not in gym shorts, a nice conservative polo tucked into the khakis. I know that was an issue with some members on this podcast, but he's. Until we get the interim, who fucked it all up again?
Can we skip ahead in the game real quick? Did you guys see what happened after the game with the manager?
No, I actually didn't.
No.
Did you see it, Cole?
No, I don't think so.
The whole team was like hugging him, giving him props.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did see that. Klaus, I took a video of the final whistle, and Klaus at the very bottom, you can see him like beeline over to him and the staff, and I was like, that's cool. You didn't see that a lot when Olaf was here.
I can't remember the last time we saw that. I don't think have we ever seen that.
Maybe like
first win against Austin.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe the inaugural season or something like that, or a game against Kansas City that first year. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, Olaf didn't win any games for them to even see the reaction, so I guess that's one thing. And then also,
he won two. Third winningest coach in
Mike,
city history.
Sure.
Mike, your text saying that Critchley's only one away from tying Olaf's win number while he was here. I was like, God, it's so funny, but also so depressing at the same time. It only took him one game to get there.
Against San Jose, too. San Jose's not like a terrible team. Like, they didn't have their best 11 because of the midweek game and stuff like that, but at the end they did, and we still found a way to push past, get points at home, which points at all is great, but you have to start winning these games at home, and now hopefully they can go on a run with a new coach.
Yeah, I mean, San Jose's they're middle of the table. We got Portland next week. It's all about, what did we say? How many points did we say we needed? 39 or something like that?
A lot. It was definitely high 30s, almost 40.
It was like 36. We're three down. So 30,
yeah.
Three down.
You know.
30 to go.
You just gotta build on this is all that you have to do.
And I think that that's what they said in the presser. I mean, they're going to take it day by day, game by game. I've already seen people say that if, you know, they continue to play this well, that we should look at Critchley for head coach. I saw that on Twitter already, and I was like, it's been one game.
Yeah, one game, calm down. But I do actually agree, because it's like, look how good Hack did, and then we brought in somebody else, and it was the wrong decision. So I kind of see what people are getting at, and I would actually agree with that. Like, even if they don't make the playoffs, say they have like a, well, I feel like if they have a positive record from here on out, they could make it, but say they just play a lot better, I'd be fine keeping him as coach.
You guys let people be happy.
Yeah, I didn't mean to sound like such a hater.
Almost 3 months, and you're like, oh, already picking apart what people are. Let it be happy, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good game. I'm excited to talk about the lineup.
Yeah.
About
it. When the lineup dropped, I was already like giving this guy the benefit of the doubt and laid down my life for him, stuff like that. Because it's like, dude, no Watts in the lineup, no Yarrow. Just basically, if I made the lineup, like my ideal 11 is pretty close. I think it was almost exactly Mike's ideal 11, besides like the center backs, just
Zielinski,
because we didn't see Durkin.
One I don't know that I expected. No, I was really glad to see Zielinski. Reed.
Yeah, I figured Hebert would be like in that spot. It was kind of weird Hebert wasn't included at all.
We got it. Yeah, Mike kind of brought that up, and not even on the bench, and he was training separately inside last week. It's like, And now, since we last recorded, I saw that Blum is coming back from Kaiser, and if we need, like, if he wants to come back to the first team, we would need to open up a roster spot. That Mike, you could have called that pretty early on if that happens.
My unsubstantiated rumor
has turned into reality.
And I've seen a lot of people speculating that he was kind of Olaf's guy. So, you know, maybe with the firing of Olaf, he's just not happy here anymore.
Or I mean, he knows that he's probably not going to play.
That's the thing, is we started Durkin at center back instead of either him or Yarrow.
And I thought Durkin was great. I was, because he had played center back, I think, at least once. Like, I think Hack's first game, he played center back, like, a long time ago. So he's done it before. And I thought he looked pretty good. You know, he has that vision from playing so much in the midfield. So, I mean, before the injury, at least, it was good to see him.
Yeah, he played. I think he played good. I wish he was in there longer. Did he go out because of injury?
Yeah, at least that's what I thought. I think it was like his knee. He was kind of limping around for a little bit of that first half.
Full 90 from Leuven. Love to see it. Oh, thank God. And look what happens. 3 points. He has the game-winning goal. Just like our last win, March 15th against Seattle. It just shows when he's in there, the team is different.
That ball to Klaus was amazing.
Incredible. Yeah,
he played great.
And I think that he is, I mean, like, I think he even mentioned it in the presser afterwards. Him and Klaus have been here since day one. So, you know, him, Klaus, and Berkey are obviously, like, the leaders of this team. I know we said Josh Yarrow is a big locker room guy, but, like, those are the three that have to be out there on the pitch if we're going to be successful. And it was just, it raises the fans. You know, they get excited to see him. He's obviously bringing that quality in the play on the field. Like, it was just, today was a very good city experience after the rock bottom that we hit. So saw Celio in the starting lineup after Olaf was weird about that and didn't play him for a while.
And he was dangerous per usual.
He was dangerous. Yeah, exactly.
Celio is always dangerous. Like, even when he kind of ran out of room, especially late in the game, he hit it off the defender for a corner. He's just really good on the ball, and he needs to be in the lineup every single day. And I can't believe Olaf wasn't playing him.
There's a couple people who played so well today that I think you rewrite them in pen. I think Reed cemented, like, there's no one else who started left back.
Yeah, I think it should definitely be, as soon as Totlin's up to speed, it should definitely be Reed and Totlin on as your wingbacks or your outside backs, depending on the formation. Bumgarner played good. The San Jose goal, he kind of got boxed out on, but it was a really good ball, and he was doing almost everything. But I do want to not give him I don't know. I do want to give him a little bit of a hard time on that, because if it was Yaro, I'd be telling, you know, Yaro to get out of here. But he got boxed out a little bit on that, but he really didn't play too poor. It's just a heck of a finish from Martinez. But he played the rest of the game. He was lights out. He played fantastic. And then hopefully Kessler, like when we were going over our lineups last episode, we all wanted to see like the Kessler Bumgarnel center mid, or I'm sorry, center back matchup starting 11. Yeah, pairing, sorry.
And I think that that's likely what we will see going forward. I think that once he's back to fully fit and he's 100%, that will be the, you can put it in pin, as Mike says. But I was also intrigued, because I can't remember if this was just before we started recording or if we've mentioned it since, but no Watts, no Yaro in the starting lineup. I mean, that was like a heaven sent. What did you guys think of Zielinski? Because I kind of saw some people on different ends of the spectrum online. Some people really liked it. Some people were a little worried about his physicality. And I don't know. What did you guys see?
I think he was fine. Nothing too bad. Nothing, you know, fantastic. I definitely think, like alluded to earlier, I think as soon as Totland is fully healthy and ready to play 90, I would definitely rather see Totland over Zielinski. But I really don't think he did that bad. But the, not to like stray off, but the formation in general, the 4-2-3-1, fantastic. I like it.
Yeah, who knew when you put people in their natural positions, they play better?
Who knew, but if you didn't fully depend on a 5 at the back, it would work out?
My take on Zielinski is, and we discussed this last episode, Lutz in the front office, they seem to think of this as somewhat of a lost season. So while I would much rather see Totland out there, I think starting Zielinski and Reed, giving them as many chances as you can, is going to be so beneficial to the future of the club. So I would rather see Zielinski out there.
That's, I don't know. I think it might be too early to give up on the season. I still think I'm a little biased, obviously, but there's a piece of me that thinks that if they can stay healthy, which they won't, we've already saw some other injuries that happened this game, and they can just keep it moving, there's a little piece of me that thinks they can make the playoffs.
I mean, they might be able to squeak in. It's not even, or let's see, is it right over the halfway point, or it's right at the halfway point now? Got 16 games played. It's
pretty close to the halfway point, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you do that bad in the first half, you can always do that good in the second half. That's what I always try to think, and we'll see. He'd have to string more. You'd have to string more than one win together to like get me on board. But it's a good start. You can't start with a loss and expect to make the playoffs. So I do agree. I would like to see Zielinski and Reed out there. You know, take it slow with Totland. Wait till he's 100% fit. But I don't think it's a lost season just yet. Now, if you go even just like 3 wins, 3 draws, 3 losses in the next 9, then maybe you really need to just start riffing off 3 points. But I think it's too early to say it's a lost season. And we definitely have hope on our side right now because of what we just saw. So we'll see.
Our hope is barely striking into the playoffs, though.
Yeah,
that is true.
We all agree that.
Yeah, but look at KC.
It's a perennial playoff team.
Look at KC. Was that 2 years ago?
The Bulls.
Shout out.
That is such a good comparison.
you know what I mean? I don't want to be just scraping the playoffs every year.
Not every year, but this year is really our only hope. Like we have to scrape through the playoffs.
We got to look forward to something.
Well, that's my point. Is like, even if we barely scrape the playoffs, so like, wouldn't you rather see the development of the younger players that can help us run the West in a couple years, as opposed to barely making the playoffs this year?
I'd rather them make big moves in the transfer window.
I think that
they've already said they're not going to do that.
Nah,
you're asking for something that they've said is not going to happen.
Well, they emphasized it a lot in that presser last week. They talked about how important the summer transfer window is, and that's why Hack didn't want to take the job.
It's the spend big part. They're not going to spend big.
Yeah, they're not going to spend big. I think they'll make some moves, but they won't spend that much money. I think that the MLS playoff system is kind of, I mean, this is going to sound crazy, just this sentence, but it's kind of like the Stanley Cup playoffs where, like, once you get in, anything can happen. That's so wild. Even if we do barely scrape in, I'm not saying it's, like, on the same level, but you get in, you never know. So I think I would rather
them. About any playoffs, obviously,
I'm just not. Obviously, if Totland is like, you know, you're waiting until he's fully healthy, then, yeah, play Zielinski, don't rush anything. But once he's good, or once anybody who's usually a first-team starter is good, I think you go for that playoff spot. But then, like, if it's towards the end of the year and we know we're not happening, that's not happening, then, yeah, put in all the City 2 kids, let them get some minutes, and look towards the future.
There's a balance that can be found there, is my opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's more about the people who are saying they don't want to see Zielinski. It's like, yeah. Do you want to be the Chicago Bulls?
You want to be hoping for that play-in game as the 10 seed?
Exactly.
And then also the other thing is, who do you want to see there? Watts? Like, I'd rather see Zielinski than Watts.
Yeah, I'd rather see Zielinski right now. I've seen enough Watts this year.
It's not exactly a hot take. We talk about the Klaus goal now. I've been buzzing to talk about the Klaus goal since I had.
Yeah, I can't believe we've waited this long. Yeah, let's. Trevor, do you have a breakdown, or do you want to just kick us off? What do you think?
You guys can kick off. I was gonna actually pull it up, just to like go
through. Oh yeah, because Mike, how did you spend your afternoon? Were you watching the game on like TV or something?
I was on the MLS Plus.
MLS season pass on Apple TV. Yeah, because I was at the game. I know Mike watched it. Trevor, what were you doing?
I watched the whole second half on MLS Plus on Apple.
At Johnny Rockets?
No.
Getting a turkey leg?
I didn't get a turkey leg today. I was very disappointed. But the new shout out to Six Flags St. Louis, the new Joker ride, A1 steak sauce. It's great.
I also had two today.
My eyes are still watering from it, though. First off, what was the breakout? It was like a ball up to Silva from Leuven, back to Leuven, and then Leuven, I don't know, maybe like a 40, 50-yard ball to Klaus, and it's like a 50-50 ball with the defender. Klaus wins it, plays it ahead to himself about 10 yards. And then, like, if you freeze frame it, Klaus is equidistant to the ball after he heads it as the goalie. Klaus, like a freight train, runs towards the ball. The goalie hesitates. I don't know, 5 or 6 times. I don't know what he was doing. Shoes tied together. Klaus beats him there, puts it in the back of the net, just hits it as hard as he can at the goalie. Goalie's jumping. So great tenacity by Klaus. Thumbs up to Klaus. Insane ball by Leuven. Thumbs up to Leuven. The goalie, 2 thumbs down. Quit your job. What are you doing? Go to the USL. Terrible.
That, my friends, is what we call a world-class breakdown, some world-class analysis.
Yeah, Carl Edwards Jr. had a bad game in goal.
It really was the closest thing that you could see to, like, an alley-oop. Like, he literally headed the ball forward and then just, like, mm-hmm. Or what was it? Was it Marcus Mariota who caught his own pass in a playoff game and, like, had to scramble for a couple yards?
I mean, Kirk Cousins done that. Why are we giving that? Why are we giving it to Marcus Mariota?
I apologize. Both, I forgot it.
Was both equally as good as each other at QB.
Yeah, they're both ass. Okay,
that's
but
a trash take.
They're both ass. Mariota's underrated. This is a football podcast, not a football podcast.
No, great ball by.
Trying to get Kirk Cousins on this.
You like that?
Friend of the John pod, Green would come on this. John Green,
he probably would.
Diehard St. Louis fans.
Yeah,
we could. At the bare minimum, pay John Gruden for a cameo and act like he came on the podcast. That honestly is probably the most feasible.
Here's your cameo prop, John. Just answer these questions.
John, talk about being an underdog. But yeah, the Klaus goal, I mean, I'm pretty sure the defender was like, his hands were out to the goalie. Like, are you going to fucking do something about this? Are you going to come close out this space? And Klaus just ran right through. That would have been the perfect encapsulation, though, of this team if he, like, sent that out wide or, like, into the row Z. Like, he just setting himself up for a great chance and then bottling it.
when Klaus hit it up initially, like headed it up to himself.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, goalie's got that one. Because it went like 30 feet in the air, man. Like, how's
did you guys parkour? I know Trevor was busy being in line for the fucking Screaming Eagle or whatever he was doing.
I watched the whole second half. I didn't go on the Screaming Eagle.
Well, I was saying, in the first half, did you guys notice that I can't remember who played the ball. It might have been Leuven again. Marcelio, maybe. I felt like it was from left to right. But Klaus had that header that hit the side netting. And then for a split second, the DJ in the stadium like started playing the goal song, like they scored, and then
That was early on. That was like in the 13th minute, and it was a ball in from Leuven to like the back post for Klaus.
Klaus should have scored. That's why I said Klaus should have had two today.
Yeah, he should have got that one.
Where I was sitting up top, I like couldn't fully see it, and you see like the side netting move. And especially when the song comes on, I was like, oh, shit.
And they
rolled it out for a goal kick.
It hit the ball behind, too. So, like, when that ball went behind the net, it hit the ball behind. So, it looked like a ball just dropped straight in behind the net.
Yeah. It was interesting. That was just, I don't know. I thought that was funny. But, yeah, great goal. I guess we can kind of talk about some of the injuries that we saw. I mean, Critchley, I almost said Chrisley, like the people who just got pardoned. But Critchley, post game, had said that he hadn't spoken to anyone in the medical team yet, but said he thinks Klaus is fine. I mean, Mike, you pointed it out when Leuven scored that late goal. I mean, he basically ran down the touchline. But we had Erkin go out with the knee. We had Toy Shirt, what looked like a hamstring. And then Klaus, I don't know. He was moving around fine on the sideline. I don't really know what that was. Maybe it was a cramp. Maybe he was just tired.
It was a cramp.
For as much as we've shit on Klaus, you could kind of tell once they subbed Becher in. I was on the Becher train for a while, and I'm slowly getting off. I think I'm off at slowly. This point. I think I'm off at this
point. I was going to say.
Trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But once he subbed on and Klaus was out, it was just – there was no offensive drive. It just felt very like – when they scored that goal with Martinez, it felt like it was coming for a while.
Yeah. And, I mean, to be fair, San Jose is the number one scoring team in the MLS. So to hold them to one goal, like, it is still good. I still think the defense played outstanding. I think the team as a whole played really good. And I think it helped having Leuven back and helping the defense out in that way too. But yeah, as soon as Klaus went off, I was like, oh, God, here comes Becher. Like, offense is done. Hopefully we can hold a lead or have something just crazy happen. Like it did, like when Becher made a good play, you know, he was the outlet when we were sitting back trying to keep it from being 2-1, and he drew the penalty. And that goalie, I don't know what that goalie was doing. Once again, pack your bags, buddy. Go to the USL.
Can you imagine how much shit people would have given Becher if he didn't draw that penalty and he just like dribbled straight into the goalie on a 1v1?
Or did like what Silva did earlier? Like, Silva had a couple of moments where he was just like had a lot of space in the 18 and it just like didn't know what he was doing. Like, he was going to make a move.
Yeah. Is that when he
tries to like make a move and just falls down? Yeah.
And so he tried to kick it around the guy.
Yeah,
realized he wasn't gonna get it, and then tried to draw a foul. Like,
dude, and it was. I mean, I was very far away. I was kind of on the other side too, but you could clearly tell that he was just fully diving. Like, he barely got touched.
No, but on City's second goal, I like to give Becher shit more than most. But like, he did a fantastic job. That they played that channel ball. He let it bounce once, and then headed it forward. And it literally rolled. He basically rolled over the defender. The defender went down hard. And then he kind of realized he kind of took a heavy touch before he got to goal. So he, instead of shooting it right into the goalie like he would do any other game this season, he took that one touch to the right. The goalie, of course, fumbling around, had no play on it. And Becher ran right into him. Goalie tabletopped him. Easy call for the ref. So thumbs up there to Becher. Almost threw up in my mouth a little bit saying that. And yeah, we all know what happened. Leuven slotted it away. So
second on the broadcast, and I knew this was a possibility, but when on the broadcast they're saying he's setting up to take the pin, it cut to Betcher. And I was like,
no.
Yeah. I was like, please, God, pin?
No.
That ball's going right into the goalie's chest.
But then, yeah, then it cut to Leuven, and I felt safe, felt at home.
Well, I actually wouldn't have hated it going to Betcher. I mean, it should have gone to Leuven, no matter what. But it's kind of like, do you remember last season when Klaus was struggling to score again? You gave him a pin. And you know, sometimes the strikers just need to see the ball go in. So I wouldn't have hated it, especially when Betcher created that. But I think City, they were so desperate for points that this, it's like, Leuven's got to take that one. And he did, and he put it away, and that's what he's paid for.
I just imagine, because I kind of agree with you, Trevor, but if you give it to Betcher with Leuven just getting back and playing, and then Betcher just like sends it into his chest with Leuven standing there, I would have been like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, and then let's talk a little bit. Sorry, I cut out there. Let's talk a little bit about Wallum. God, this is like twice this year we've had a red card because of time wasting.
The first one was definitely soft, but and I also think the second one was soft, but like Mike, I think you said it before we started, you just can't do that on a yellow.
This one was incredibly soft. I'm still confused as to what the first one was for.
Dude, the ref today was,
you can't hit the ball out of the stadium when you're on a yellow card.
Punch that ball like 30 feet. And then it was complaining about, like, how did I get the yellow? It's like, it's obviously time wasting. You shouldn't do it on a yellow. His first yellow was pretty soft. But to punch the ball like he did, you saw it come. As soon as he hit that ball, I'm like, oh, he's gone.
So the ref blew the game early. He knew it was a bad call.
Do we think that there's any percentage of him that forgot that he was on a yellow?
No, I think it was where the ball was bouncing. It was just kind of natural for him to like hit it away.
Yeah, and then he was like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
It's like when J.R. Smith was like dribbling the ball out because he thought they were up and the game was actually tied in Cleveland. Like, he's like, oh, no. Immediately as he gets showed that red. But Wallum is one of those guys, like, I thought that he played decent in that midfield role. Like, if that's Yarrow or, you know, Toy Shirt, maybe even like somebody that I'm not really hot on at the moment, I would have been very upset. But we won. It was stupid, but I think he's a good player for us. And it's like, what are you gonna do? He'll be gone next game, but who cares?
He really didn't get to do what he excelled at under Olaf, which was more of an attacking midfielder role. So I'd be interested to see if, but it's like with this formation we're running, you know, now I'm thinking, does Wallum fit? You know what I mean?
Well, if Toy Shirt is out for some time with like a hamstring injury, you could put him up there along the right of that three attacking mids, like Celio, Hartel, Wallum, because Silva didn't do much today.
Yeah, but he really excels at that midfield role. And then you're thinking, yeah, Kessler coming back, and then you got, so where's Durkin gonna go when Kessler comes back, you know, pending if he's healthy? And then if Durkin takes that other defensive mid role, you know, where's, it's like, does Wallum fit? Is Wallum just a 60-50 minute sub for us at this point?
We haven't bought him out yet, right? Like, he's still technically on loan. They might just send him back.
Yeah, but his loan goes through the end of the year.
Yeah. I mean, unless he, like,
at the end of the month is Horn. They're definitely not keeping Horn around. So there'd be a spot for
out half the time. Yeah. I saw a lot of people online who were not the biggest fans of Blum's and said that they don't really want to see him integrated back into the first team roster. And I disagreed.
They weren't a fan of him because of how he played or because of the stories?
I think it was
the
attitude. Yeah, it was the, you know, when Hack wanted him to go out with the team for the PKs. I think it's shit like that. And apparently he had I don't know what exactly, because no one ever said the specifics, but apparently he had a little skirmish like that or had a similar story with the team over in South Africa. That's kind of why they're sending him back. Because we had said we didn't think he was ever coming back, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, he'll be joining the team.
Sword, he came out and said he didn't want to come back.
Like, oh, I'm at home here, because that's where he played before.
And he's from there, and
I hope he comes back, because like you said, I mean, if we know, we've watched this team long enough, we know that not everyone is going to stay healthy long term. So when, not if, when someone goes out, you know, you can kind of move Wallum around. If he's here, I'd rather see him play than Morales, to be honest. You could put him in that DM or that CM role. I don't know. I think it'd be better to have him there than just to, like I saw some people saying he should go down to City 2, or I don't know. I think that he could help this roster.
I'd rather official see statement JGR.
From Mike.
I'd rather see JGR than
he could definitely help off the bench if we're up in a game as like a defensive midfielder.
Come in, right? Shut it down.
He's not the best. He wouldn't be our best option.
Who for a defensive midfielder? You think he's, him or JGR?
I definitely
think we could use him on the bench, especially with how many injuries we're getting. But
I've said it many times. Really, man. Oh my god! Well, we know where Mike stands on that conversation. I don't think anything else that we missed. We saw Totland. He came in. It was kind of weird that they brought in Totland at first and put him out wide on the left before they subbed out Zielinski and moved Wallum back. I don't think I've ever seen Totland play on the left-hand side before, or am I just not remembering correctly?
He might have the first year, like a game or two. I don't know. You know, Chris was just trying to get a feel for what this roster can do, where people can play.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he has been instructed to try to balance making the most of this season and at the same time developing some of the youth players that are on the first team, it makes sense to start seeing where else Totland can play.
That also, I mean, we were just talking about Wallum. I kind of said it there. He moved back into that left back spot. I would assume that's just, you know, they kind of had to move the puzzle pieces around. Wouldn't really love to see him in a defensive role. I'd rather him, you know, either come off the bench in the midfield or be that depth piece. But, I mean, he could go out there, like if for some reason Reed got hurt again and we send Horn back. Like, if we need somebody for that left side, I mean, he could fill the void, I guess.
Yeah, Wallum needs to stick out in the midfield, I think. Even like Olaf, he was doing well there, so, you know.
I agree.
Right. Well, fellas, do we have anything else? I know we're gonna do a little thumbs up, thumbs down, even though Trevor's already done like five, but
I did it for like the goals and stuff. But yeah, we're gonna make it a actual like segment. And I'll kick it off if you don't mind, Cole.
Okay. Yeah, hey, go Cole. Ahead, take it. You're
can
the
I
host.
Kick it
sure.
off? Cole, can I do it?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Mike, you can go ahead. I'm gonna wait a little bit.
Yeah, mine are the two most obvious, fake. I think. Other than I didn't want to say my thumbs, the real thumbs down guy, because that's my guy. But thumbs up was obviously
Luven.
Come on, Luven.
Give us the real one.
Thumbs up's obviously Luven. I mean, I see you guys wrote down two different answers. How? Obviously, unless you were trying to like not write the same ones down, but it was obviously Luven. Goal assist, first game back, full 90. The emotions of scoring that game win in the 90th minute. You got me choking up right now. Thumbs down, Silva. Lying. Silva played awful. And we kind of made fun of the bad things that he did, so I'm not going to rehash it. As someone I want to be a mainstay in the starting 11, not if he plays like that.
Yeah. My thumbs up, I alluded to it a little bit earlier on like the breakdown of the second goal, but I'm going to give a thumbs up to Becher. I don't think he really played that well. Like in his entirety, but he had a good run there and got the pin.
He did not have a good run. He hit the ball too hard.
Not, Not Klaus, who actually scored a goal earlier.
I thought somebody already had Klaus.
For dribbling.
No, oh, you had to read. I thought you had Klaus.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, go ahead and spoil my...
It's going to be the
Jesus.
It's going to be the only... it's going to be only... you know.
He's rattled now. He's spoiling my fucking thing.
I'll give him a chance right here to take it back.
He's going to be the... No, I'm going to stick with Betcher. It's going to be the only time I get to talk about him.
He played, wow. He played really bad.
Great run there.
It wasn't. He just hit the ball too hard. That's
no,
why
it wasn't. That was a fantastic. He rolled over a defender. It's fantastic. The rest of the game, he sucked. Wallum, I'm giving the thumbs down to because he punched the ball, and now we can't use him next game. So,
what about his steel foot touch after he won the ball?
You know who has some steel foot touches is Silva. Silva has some big touches.
I didn't give Silva a thumbs up.
But I should have mentioned it earlier about how freaking brick-footed he is.
Trevor has already spoiled half of my segment, so
I mean, you could have given Klaus a thumbs up. Klaus, I don't know why you're yelling at me for the thumbs up on Betcher.
I'm not yelling. I just thought you were talking about...
Why are you yelling at me? You're yelling at me over here. I'm just...
All we're talking about this podcast is how Klaus doesn't score in open play in MLS. So he no one gives him a thumbs up.
That freaking goalie should have saved it.
Yeah, you know, Betcher did a great job of setting up this penalty. Klaus headed the ball to... Okay, I didn't,
take the penalty
either. I didn't.
Klaus had a better run.
Yeah, okay. I had Reed for my thumbs up. I thought he played really well today. I think that he is somebody that could very easily, like we talked about last episode, who could be, you know, one of the people that could take advantage of this new regime, and I think he is one. He could become a solidified starter on the left side. I also had Silva for my thumbs down just because of, you know, the steel lead foot touches. He's one of those people that when he first got signed, it was like, oh, he's just like Celio, and he's amazing on the ball and can dribble up the way, and it was like, oh, I'm so excited to see that. And I haven't seen a whole lot of that, so I think I was like, I've seen a little glimpse, but I was like dying for him to start even before Olaf got fired, and today I was like, oh, awesome, you know, I don't want him, or I don't want Toyshirt to be injured, but we're gonna get some Silva extended minutes, like, let's see what he can do. And I just feel like it wasn't all that I was hoping for. I still can't believe that none of us gave Klaus a thumbs up.
I can't believe it's crazy. I can't believe you guys. Mine's made sense to give Leuven a thumbs up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Your guys' was stupid. Mine was a great pick.
Leuven was the man of the match.
I was trying to find, a thumbs up to somebody who's not, like, already getting a lot of praise.
You try to be Marks. That's what you try to do.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
That's not a good thing, Charlie.
It's just not a good thing.
You don't want to be a Mark.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
One thing before we get into the guessing game.
Oh, my God.
And they'll know the answer by the time they're hearing this, because they'll be hearing this on Monday. We're recording this after the game Saturday. We're supposed to be getting new jerseys tomorrow, boys.
I can't wait to shit on them.
June 1st, Adidas promised all the MLS teams a third kit.
I'm so just worried. I'm worried.
Listening to this, you should have seen it. We'll probably be talking about it next time.
I'll be talking about it next time.
That's one thing we have strong opinions on is the jerseys we get.
The home jerseys were so bad. And kind of like all of Adidas' stuff this year, in my opinion, is just not that good. So I'm not... I'm worried for these. I honestly am.
Can we talk about what we want? Do you guys have anything that you like?
They're kind of doing a throwback theme. Because they've already released 5, right?
Oh, I didn't know they even... Would they be on MLS? Maybe look them up real quick. I didn't know they've already released some.
What was that last year? That might have been last year's third kits.
Yeah.
Was that when they did like the Heritage Collection and then it was like Inter Miami was one of the teams? Yeah.
I do. The new Pride jerseys released last week. I think they're pretty cool.
I don't know why. But I'm kind of hoping for like a, I love a black and red jersey. I think like a black jersey with some red or that city red accent, I think that would look pretty sick.
Go ahead, Trevor.
No, go ahead.
Mine's kind of controversial.
Oh, no.
I bet mine's more controversial.
Okay.
No, whatever you say, I'm just going to one-up it, so go ahead.
You didn't know it was a contest. Okay.
I'm going to say something short. Like, I want it to be clear. I want to see yellow.
Oh,
as one of our colors that we haven't seen. I want to see like a highlighted yellow jersey.
No. I like the Berkey jersey today.
I guess the blue.
I think what I want to see would actually be... See, I feel like it might be a navy. Maybe a navy and a yellow or something like that. A black would be cool, but I kind of also want to see like an actual pink color because it's, you know, woman owned. I actually think like an actual pink.
Only women can like pink, right, Mike?
No, I just think that'd be a cool... I think that'd be a cool nod to be in a female-led organization.
Did I now, tell you guys?
One thing quickly before we move on from the jersey talk. They are rumored to be like retro-inspired kits.
Oh, it could be like STL.
So a lot of speculation I've seen online has been a Steamers-inspired kit.
That'd be cool. I bet you... Or STLFC Steamers.
I would love the STLFC, Stars. Like the blue and green. That'd be kind of sick.
Yeah.
Someone asked for a faded checkered pattern that's blue and green. I would love that.
That'd be cool.
I'd be buying that.
A checkerboard would be very fitting for us. That would be nice.
It should be checkerboard.
So, Cole, who is more controversial?
All pink or all probably yellow.
I think yellow is definitely more controversial.
It's the only color we have to use, guys.
Like you said highlighter yellow, though, like the Berkey goalkeeper jersey and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that'd be tough. Yeah. I think having some of that, like how on the first jersey there was a little accent of the yellow, I think you could do something like that, but all yellow and red or yellow and whatever secondary color would be a little rough.
Watch them just not release anything tomorrow.
Yeah, we're just going to get nothing.
Just do a quick Google search for PSG highlighter yellow jerseys.
That's why you want the highlighter yellows.
Is that like 2019, 2016?
I don't know. Neymar was still playing for him, I think.
2017, 2018 away jersey. God, those are
great. I have one, actually.
Those are something, man.
And that's what we need.
A jersey. You're right about
that. It'll definitely be fun to see, you know, have so it
just,
like...
Until they just ignore it and then don't release one like you guys. Yeah, hyped up for nothing.
It'll be fun to see, like, actually be like, oh, what jersey are we going to wear instead of just the only two we have? So that'd be kind of fun.
It will be. Okay, are we good for our jersey segment? Think we could do some guessing game and maybe get out of here?
Yeah, but for the next episode, if they do release those jerseys, we need to at least allot 20 minutes to it.
Oh, we're going to lead the show, I think, with the jersey talk.
If it's highlighter yellow, you guys have to give me one.
I don't know about that.
Maybe we'll give you 10 bucks. I'm not so
confident anymore, huh?
I'll pitch in $5.
Maybe we'll give you a couple bucks.
That means if it's pink, though, that means you have to get me.
Oh, you can't have it both ways.
That would be fair.
And what did you say, Cole?
I originally said black and red, or I'd like to change
okay,
it to
Okay, let's do that. No, let's do that. If it's black, and,
black
red,
and red,
you'll get it for Cole. Pink, Trevor, yellow, me.
It's going to come out like green and purple for some reason.
Yeah, we're going to be so off. Oh, man. I am excited for new jerseys, though. That'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Also, if it's black and white, it doesn't count for you. So you said black and red.
It's got to have red. Got to have red. We do have big news, though. I know the jersey talk is very important, but we do have breaking news into the ICL news desk. Trevor Holloway has secured a point in the city limits guessing game.
What about Olaf, Trevor? You've doubled your points since he left.
Yeah. It's a fresh start for all of us.
I just hope this success doesn't go to my head.
Trevor had 1-1 draw, which we were joking about it beforehand. Trevor, how late was it, Mike? Like that 83rd minute goal? He would have had all 3 points for a Klaus man of the match.
Scored in the 92nd minute.
All the way up to there, he would have had 3 points and been tied for the no, he still would have been. He would have been tied for the lead. Wow, how the mighty have fallen. Only 1 point for Trevor now. He had 1-1 draw. Klaus goal scorer. He did get that. Mike had 3-2 city win with Hartel goal scorer and man of the match. And I had a 2-1 city win. And I struck out on the Hartel man of the match and the Celio goal scorer. So we have a new king of the standings. Myself at 5 points. Mike at 4. And then Trevor at 2. I want to make this very clear, though, that if I win, I don't want a Kyle Hebert signed jersey.
You'll get one.
I just want that on the record.
You get a black and red one. You get a black.
I'd rather get a fucking Visa gift card than a Kyle Hebert signed jersey. Anything but that, honestly. All right, well, I think that will just about do it for us here at Inside City Limits. We're all in a good mood today. We've all secured 3 points. We're moving forward. It's a new era. It's a new dawn of city soccer. We will be covering it along the way. We'll be back next week with some previews and some recaps. Until then, just give us a follow on X at ICLPod, at C Sutton City. And until then, let's go all caps.